Born in the grip of oppression, I fought for my liberty. I paid with the blood of my people. Freedom has never been free. Now my door's always open to dreamers and friends. But when I'm attacked, I protect and defend. Because my name is America, I stand proud and free.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the show. I have a real treat for everybody today because we've been so focused, and I must say that our hearts go out to all of our service people, especially those who are involved in Afghanistan. What is going on is a travesty. And sadly, I believe it's something that has been pre-planned for a very long time. Also, the people who are living through Ida or have lived through Ida and are now cleaning up the mess that Ida left, our prayers are with you, as well as the people in Haiti. Folks, the Earth is a very volatile planet, and something really socked me in the face the other day when I was listening to a coverage on Ida, and the person that was being interviewed said, "Come and help us make this stop." That's not going to happen, people. There is no way human beings can make a hurricane stop. And that's why this global warming is such a crock, which it is. But it's not just global warming. This crowd is evil, and we have to stop thinking of them as Americans. They are not Americans. They are globalists. They have homes in all countries all over the world, and if America falls apart, they'll just go to one of their other homes. They don't care about America. They certainly don't care about us, and they do not care if America thrives. Actually, they do not want America to thrive. They want America to be the exact same as all of the other third world countries, because we can't have people pointing fingers at America saying, "Oh, look, they have cars. I want one too." And sadly, the amount of money that America has given these third world dictators would bring that to their people if they only would invest in their people. But they can't, because they're communists. And that's what we have to remember. So anytime you hear the talking heads talking and they go, "Why is this happening? Don't they understand? Blah, blah, blah." No, they do not. And they don't care. It's not that they don't understand. It's that they don't care. How do I know? Because they tell us all the time. It's our fault. We just don't listen. And you are listening to The Prism of America's Education. And this is Karen Schoen, and we will be listening and discussing what is going on as the next phase of Agenda 21 envelops our country, and that would be the land grabs. Now, why would they be after our land? Well, let's go to one of the crafters of Agenda 21, and remember, it's not Agenda 21 anymore. It's Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Biden's 3030, the Great Reset, the New Green Deal. It doesn't matter what the name is. The plan is always the same. They want what we have and will stop at nothing in order to get it. So what did Maurice say? Well, Maurice was the former UN Secretary General. He was an oil billionaire. And what did he do? Well, he wanted to shut down oil fields. Why? Because he didn't own and control them, and that would have created competition. Communists do not like competition. So what did Maurice say? He said that land, because of its unique nature and the crucial role it plays in human settlements, cannot be treated as an ordinary asset controlled by individuals and subject to the pressures and influence of the market. Private land ownership is also a principal instrument of the accumulation and concentration of wealth, and therefore contributes to social justice. If unchecked, it may become a major obstacle in the planning and implementation of development schemes. Social justice, urban renewal and development, provision of decent dwellings and healthy conditions for the people can only be achieved if land is used in the interests of society as a whole. What does all that mean? They're after our land. And nothing is more evident than the way they go about doing that. And they do the carrot and the stick. Oh, we'll give you a grant. We'll give you money. We'll just give this up. Well, what are we giving up when we say we will do that? That is a horror. We cannot give up our land. I don't know how many of you remember the movie Gone with the Wind, especially now since it has been racist. It has been called racist, but that is insane because it was not racist. What it did was a period piece that showed what the world was like during the Civil War. And it's a great movie. But in the beginning of the movie, Daddy is talking to Scarlett. And what does he say? He said, Scarlett, land, Tara, is the only thing worth fighting for. Now, why would he say that? If we now have to give our land up to the government so that it will be fair and equitable. Oh, my goodness. Well, I have asked Lane Watkins to join us today, and he has done a lot of digging into some of the land grabs that we are seeing. Now, just because we talk about Florida does not mean that this is not happening in other places. So what we are doing is we're going to use Florida as an example, but you get to look in your state, you get to look in your country, and now you get to see exactly what these people are trying to do. Lane, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me today.
It's great to be here, Karen. Good talking with you again.
Yes, it is. And I know, Lane, you have done a tremendous amount of digging into this new and greatest land grab that our wonderful government is now trying to wave the carrot in front of us, hoping that enough people will bite into it. So can you explain how this works and what's going on?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And first, let me say, I had no idea what a national heritage area was until just a couple of months ago. And the more I dig into it, the more of a shock it is. Believe it or not, they started in 1984. It is a nationwide crisis. There are currently 55 national heritage areas scattered throughout the country. You know, even though we're going to talk a little bit about Florida, it's a nationwide crisis. What they are is the National Park Service, or I guess more correctly, the Department of the Interior, decided to find a way to help communities protect, and here are the trigger words, conserve, protect, and preserve.
Oh,
it's
how nice.
The words they like to use. What that translates into is we're going to freeze everything and not let anybody enjoy it or use it as they see fit. So here's the danger. Any group, you and I this morning, could decide to set up a national heritage area in your town just because we want to. And we go to the National Park Service. They help us. We do a feasibility study saying how great it would be. And then they take that and turn it into a bill that gets passed by our Congress and signed into law by a president. Now you have, by law, a national heritage area, and that gets your hard-earned federal tax dollars. What do they do with that? Well, they do a lot of things. They put on festivals, they spend it on advertising and things like that for tourism, but they also go to your local governmental agency and they say, wait a minute, we have a beautiful site here. We would like to protect that site. There's that word protect. And they said, the problem is you have zoning, which is too loose. We need to tighten that up. They're dangling the federal tax money in front of the government saying, we can give you a lot of this. And the government says, I better put in some new zoning restrictions. And the next thing you know, you, the landowner, now have a new set of regulations affecting your property. And why were they enacted? They were enacted to protect this National Heritage Area. So now you have lost the use of your property in some form or fashion.
Lane, they do this under the idea of conservation. And
correct.
That is what they are trying to achieve. Just as Maurice said, they want to push the people off their land under the term of conservation and conservation easements and all kinds of conservation terms. And they create, as Lane just said, what is a regional group that will filter across county lines. Now, why would they want to do that? Well, they want to do that because they want to eliminate your local elected officials' ability to manage and control the land in your community. They want to take it out of the local officials' hands and put it in their NGO, non-government organizations' hands, usually under the guidelines of the United Nations. Have you found that in your work, Lane?
I don't have the direct connection to the United Nations. But when you think about it, the Biden 30-30 plan is a reality. He signed an executive order. If you look at the United States, the Interior Department feels that they own 12% of it right now. And the 30-30 plan, as you have explained in this broadcast, they want to own and control 30% of the property by 2030. So there's one element. Then you have environmental efforts in states. In Florida, we have the Florida Wildlife Corridor. We live in a state that only has 34 million acres. The Florida Wildlife Corridor already controls over 10 million acres. And they have said, I mean, this is right on their website, we want 8 million more. That basically gives them over half the state. So all of these are connected. And my theory is, Karen, that if somebody says, oh, well, wait a minute, that's just conspiracy theory. Fine, but they're there. They have websites and they tell you that we're coming and we want your property. And the question is, are they working together or with Agenda 21? Well, if they are, they're all in it together. But let's say they're not. Let's accept that argument and say, no, this is just happening independently. Does it make any difference? You know, are they going to come for my property working together or are they going to compete for my property? Which actually in my mind makes it worse. I mean, they do not want you on the land. On the Florida Wildlife Corridor website, on the front page, it says, we have a danger. We have people moving to Florida. And when they come to Florida, they're going to bring a car. They're going to live in a house with a roof and they're going to have a yard. I mean, they have identified, you know, if you're somebody listening to this program that has either one of those three items, you're the enemy. You know, I don't have a direct connection, but it's all headed to the same place.
It certainly is. And believe it or not, folks, this has absolutely nothing, zero to do with climate. It has to do with the desire to own and control everything. And they will throw it back to you under the words of social justice, equity. We have to be fair. Lane, if you look up the National Heritage site called the Everglades, you will see that it is a partnership with America and the United Nations. If you go to the United Nations websites, you will see that they sponsor the National Heritage sites. So they are now controlling in Florida the Everglades. Technically, we have to ask the United Nations if there's anything that we have to do in the Everglades. We have to get their permission. Really? How does that work? It doesn't, folks. This was done under the dead of night without people paying attention, sadly, being told one thing and then being fed something else. So people are happy to make sure that land is conserved. That's really important. In Florida, we value our land and the people that own it do everything they possibly can to enhance it. That's not good. The problem is they own it. And as long as Americans own something, they have to be eliminated because it is impossible to allow the rest of the world to own anything. And so they dream up these grandiose plans, like the National Heritage Association, and they go, as Lane said, to your local communities with grants, with money, with this, with promises, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what's the net result? The net result is you, we, the people, no longer own our land. Now, why is that so important for us? Why is that so important that we own, that we exhibit ownership in things? Because ownership builds equity, which enables the land owner to accumulate wealth. And wealth, as you just heard, is not acceptable because it is not socially just. They don't care whether they're telling lies. They don't care whether they're telling the truth. How do I know that? Because they tell us. Here's a quote from Christina Stewart. She was the former Canadian Minister of the Environment and part of the United Nations sustainability programs. What did she say? It says, no matter if the science of global warming is all phony, climate change provides the greatest opportunity to bring about justice and equality in the world. What does that do for you? What does that do for me? And what does that do for our land? What do you think, Lane? Are we ready to give it up?
I don't believe so. I think, we're talking about sovereignty. This nation was based on personal freedom, freedom from government. And we have to be extremely vigilant about that and owning your property and fighting for it. And making your voice heard is critical to your freedom and your personal sovereignty. Let me just read you a brief statement. This is, there is an existing National Heritage Area, Blackstone River National Heritage Corridor. This is in Massachusetts. At some point, this is in their official published management plan. At some point, a sufficient level of concern is reached, along with a growing concern that voluntary, non-regulatory measures are themselves insufficient to ensure that environmental, cultural, and historic resources are adequately protected against indiscriminate and inappropriate development. So in other words, they don't want you having a say about your property. And they put it in writing. They don't hide their agenda anymore. So
no, it's right out. You're absolutely right. It is right out in our face. They are hiding nothing. And this climate garbage, just watch them. Do as I say, not as I do. You can't ride around in a private plane. But I mean, I just read that our Commissioner of Energy, who went to a conference in Europe during the Afghani takeout when Americans were being flown out of Afghanistan. She chartered a private military air force to take her to Europe. Instead of what? Using that plane to get Americans out of Afghanistan? You see the way these people think? They do not think about the people. They don't care about the people. All they care about is themselves. So what happened at one of these great conferences? Well, a woman by the name of Christina Figueres, who was the United Nations Climate Sustainability Vice President, at one of these conferences said, this is the first time in the history of mankind that we are setting ourselves the task of intentionally, remember that word, within a defined period of time to change the economic development model that has been reigning for at least 150 years since the Industrial Revolution. And then she said, to make sure that everybody understood what she was saying, she said, "This is probably the most difficult task we have ever given ourselves, which is to intentionally transform the economic development model for the first time in human history." Now, what does that mean? Does that mean, Lane, that every country in the world is going to have the same opportunity as America? Or is America going to be pushed back to become a third world country so that others will not be jealous of what America has? What do you think, Lane?
Well, it certainly is going to make America the same as the rest of the world. And it's not by giving them the opportunity that made America great. That's a crime. If you look at every time this type of system has been imposed on people, it basically guts their rights and guts their life. They don't have a say in what they're doing. It's interesting that there's a few people in charge, and that's what they consider necessary to make the rest of us equal. This country does a tremendous job supporting most of the world through our food, through our trade, through our innovations. And if they strip us down and break this country down to where it's just like everybody else, you're going to get mediocrity, a mediocre life, and you're not going to have your personal sovereignty. So,
yes, and that's a really scary thing, especially since what did Klaus Schwab, who was the vice president of the World Economic Forum, what did he just say recently? "You will own nothing and you will be happy." No, I won't be happy when you take away my things. I will not be happy if I lose my house. I will not be happy if zoning changes my single family residence into an apartment building complex. I will not be happy, especially after you prove that people that live on top of each other are more prone to disease. So who's fooling who here? They are trying to fool we the people into believing that conservation and conserving 50% of the landmass called the United States of America and putting it back into the wildlife project, meaning that human beings will not be able to go on that land. We will be shoveled into cities, they call them mega cities. And in these mega cities, we will be living on top of each other, just like in China. And if we can't do that because we don't want to, that's fine. They'll just sit around and wait for us to die and then take over our property anyway. Unless, what can we do, Lane? What do you think would be a good thing for we the people to do?
Well, I'd like to, if I may, mention our website.
Please and, do. Yes. Please do.
It's called Stop the Florida Panhandle Maritime National Heritage Area. It's a very easy URL to enter in your computer, and it's just simply stop, NHA, all one word, stopnha.com. And that brings you to the website. It's got a section for answering your questions. And it's also got a section called Get Engaged. This is so new, we're still developing it. And we have a petition there that we would appreciate you signing. And we also are going to be placing information on there so that you can contact your elected officials. And it's very important to talk to them. Right now, we have some elected officials in Florida who we assumed were rather conservative and would protect us, and they have signed on to a bill to create a national heritage area. So we need to talk to Congressman Gates, we need to talk to Congressman Dunn, and Congresswoman Kamik, as well as Congressman Rutherford over on the East Coast, and Congressman Waltz, and tell them no national heritage areas. And their contact information will soon be on our website, but there's a tremendous amount of other information on there now. So I appreciate you letting us get that out.
This is so important, folks. You must go to your commissioner meetings. And when a government grant is dangled in front of the noses of your commissioners, tell them no. Now, why am I saying that? Because the majority of them do not read the fine print of what goes along when they accept these grants. And often they are given control of their resources over to an unelected group of people, an unelected NGO to, quote, manage the land. Wait a minute. We, the people, are very capable of managing our own land. We don't need a group to come in and tell us what we must do with our own land. That is the purpose of ownership, is to be able to say, this is mine. And if I want to put a tree over there, I'm going to put it over there. And if I want to put a house over there, I'll put a house over there. This is my land. And building equity enables you to accumulate wealth for things that you may want to do future in your life. Like send your kids to college, open a business. How many businesses used to be started in the basements of your parents' home because they owned the home and nobody could tell you you couldn't do that business? Well, that is almost gone today. People are not creating. They're not innovating because they are more concerned right now in losing what they have accumulated. So the best way to stop that from happening is to attend the zoning meetings and to attend the commissioner meetings. And anytime you see a government grant in your community, do a deep dive into what that grant actually stands for and what the ramifications you and your community will experience after you take that money. Remember, with communists, money always comes with strings. There's no such thing as a free ride. Lane, tell everybody again where they can find the website. And this is put up, folks, by individuals just like us. I'm part of this group as well. Individuals coming together create incredible things in America. Let's show them what we can do and not sit on our hands and let things happen. We are the ones to make things happen. Lane, where can everyone find you? Give them the website again, please.
Thank you. And the website is stopnha.com. All one word, stopnha.com. And there's a lot of information on there. And what Karen says about attending the meetings, let me just quickly tell you that there was a tourist development meeting where these folks made a presentation. It took less than 5 minutes. They came in, they showed some pretty pictures of trees and oceans and lakes and said, we'll give you money to help ecotourism. And that's all it took. They got a letter of intent and support out of this tourist development council. And there was nobody there to speak against it, and that's what we need.
You are right. That is the real problem. The real problem is becoming we, the people, and we cannot allow that to be a problem. We cannot allow that to dictate who we are, what we are, and what this country means to us and brings us as we put back into the country. So, folks, make sure that you protect your private property. Nobody else is going to do it for you. And don't touch that screen. We will be right back. You're listening to Karen Schoen. This is the Prism of America's Education. And my guest, Lane Watkins. Thank you so much for joining me, Lane.
Thank you, Karen. I appreciate the opportunity.
Each of us is born with 30 trillion cells that make us. These cells determine how we feel, perform, sleep, focus, and how long we live. And to live our best life, all we have to do is feed our cells. But most food and supplements don't reach our cells, keeping us from reaching our full potential. Make every cell count with Healthy Cell, founded with a mission to empower people to take control of their own health at the most fundamental level. Dr. Vincent Giampapa, world-renowned cell researcher and medical doctor, created supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. And that's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
There was a time when Americans could rely on the Fourth Estate. Well, in these challenging times, the media is both reckless and complicit. AmericaOutloud.com. Top analysis from leading experts, articles, podcast, video, and 24/7 talk radio. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for hanging out. You will be happy that you did. I have two incredible people, very dear friends who have been knowing and understanding what this communist government is doing to our country. And we're going to be talking about that. You know me, I am a to-do person. What can we do about it? So I like to present the problem, and then we talk about what we can do about it. And folks, you're listening to Karen Schoen. This is the Prism of America's Education. So I want to read you something that most people have absolutely no idea. In the beginning of the year, I could not figure out how we got all of these communists in Congress. How did we get all of these Islamists in Congress? They do not pledge allegiance to the Constitution. They do not even touch a Bible. So what's going on here? How did this happen? Well, I just came up with the answer. I want to share it with you. On November 18th, 1990, the 101st Congress with President George H.W. Bush 41 quietly repealed the McCarran-Warren Act of 1952. Now, why was this act important? Because it forbid Muslims and communists from holding office in the United States. Members of this traitorous Congress were Dick Cheney, John McCain, Joe Biden, Al Gore, John Kerry, Mitch McConnell, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi. My question is, why are these criminals still in Congress? And the answer is, we, the people, and we do not follow what's going on. We are so involved in our lives that when it comes right down to our government, we figure they're the experts, they should take care of it. Well, guess what, folks? The experts are communists. And the only take caring that they are going to do is taking everything that you own. So what on earth can we do about it? Well, I have two wonderful people who have taken matters into their hands. That's what America is all about, folks. It isn't about you being upset because you're not part of some group. It's about you creating a group to address your problem. And that's what they have done. And to their credit, they have done an amazing job. So we're going to start off with Carmen Reynolds, who is a wonderful friend of mine. And before I go any further, both of these folks are military. And I want to thank you and tell you how my heart goes out when I see what's going on in Afghanistan. Unfortunately, that's a story for a different time, but thank you both so much for your service, because without you, we would not be having this conversation today. So Carmen, thank you. Please share what you have done with everything. This is absolutely incredible. Why did you go and put forth and tell everybody where they can find you?
All right. Why do we have Recall Florida? Well, Chance John Meyer, our founder, was doing the research and started this about 2 years ago. And when I saw that our local elected officials in our county of Florida, Santa Rosa County, were not responsive to the people, were flooding the people, no stormwater drainage, I realized that we had to have some recourse, but we had no recourse. When I looked up in the statute, and that's Florida Statute 100.361 on recall, I found out that we were not eligible for recall. Only 20 counties in Florida that are charter or municipal counties are able to recall their local elected officials. I was researching and I found that Chance had done some background research work on this and that he was trying to get it off the ground. I connected with him and the rest is history. We make a marvelous team. Basically, that statute 100.361 provides a format and procedure for recall, but it doesn't apply to 47 other counties. And the provision, why Recall Florida is because of the inequitability of recall to the remaining 47 counties that aren't covered whatsoever. It gives us a recourse between elections if their actions are not criminal enough to warrant arrest, indictment, et cetera, like that. Chance can talk now about some of the corruption that we have found out about. And all parties are equal participants in the corruption. It comes in all colors, especially red and blue. Chance.
Well, you're absolutely right. And that's really important for everybody to understand. These people are globalists. They are not Americans. They don't have any allegiance to America. We talked about that in the last segment. It is so important to vet your candidates. And as Carmen said, even if you are not in the state of Florida, it behooves you to go to your county and see in your state what you can do about it. And of course, go to Recall Florida and see what Florida is doing and start a recall in your state as well. It is one of the best tools that we have in our toolbox, and it is something that we should be able to put forth, especially in this climate. So Chance, how did you get involved with Recall Florida? And please tell everyone the website. What made you start this?
A couple of years ago, pay a lot of attention to what's going on social media and on the national scene. And I was just really frustrated with what I was seeing with my national leaders and also with my local leaders. There seemed to be just this incredible frustration amongst the citizens with what was going on and this sense of hopelessness, feeling like there just wasn't anything that they could do about it. And I think I became frustrated with myself for being nothing more than, say, a Facebook warrior. And I said to myself, I've got to do something about this. What can I do to change the landscape, to give the people a voice, to bring some hope back? You know, because I knew that the ultimate plan was to create this utter sense of hopelessness amongst the people, which creates a desire for a new type of government. And I don't believe we need a new type of government. I believe we need to clean out the corruption within the current government system that we have.
And we have to look, folks, because corruption is not just on the federal level. And you would be really remiss to think that, oh, if we clean up the federal government, then everything else is going to go away. No, it's not. Politics is local. It starts in your community. And if you are not cognizant of what is going on in your community, and if you have a group in your community that is actively fighting against what is best for the community, then that elected official needs to be recalled. So how would the procedure work, Chance? What would the people do? What would you like them to do?
For the state of Florida, the procedure is detailed in Florida Statute 100.361. And as Carmen had mentioned, that statute currently only allows recall of municipalities and the commissioners of 20 charter counties.
Is there a I'm sorry to interrupt, but is there a list where people can go and look and see where their county sits and if their county is one of the counties that allows recall? What would you suggest people do?
Well, we have a list on our Facebook page, Recall Florida, and they can also Google 20 charter counties or charter counties for the state of Florida. And what will come up is a link from the Florida Association of Counties. And that details out every single county that has the right of recall.
So your county must be a charter county in order for you to fit in this recall procedure?
As it's currently stated in the statute, yes.
Okay, so what can people do if they don't live in a charter county?
Well, the best thing for them to do, of course, is to join us at Recall Florida on our Facebook group, or they can go to recallflorida.com to learn more about our movement. Our movement is currently 3,700 members strong from 64 counties, and we are working with J.R. Williamson and Joe Gruters on an upcoming bill for this next session to amend the Constitution, which will allow recall for all counties within the state of Florida.
Oh, that would be a phenomenal thing to happen. And that is absolutely what has to happen throughout the state, but also throughout the country. Look what's going on in California right now. It looks like Gavin Newsom is going to be gone. And won't that be the fighting chance that the people in California have to get rid of this socialist communist dictator that happens to rule the state of California? And hopefully Larry Elders will get to be the governor, but he has to remember that he's going to have a Democrat Congress to work with, which is kind of the same thing that happened to Schwarzenegger when he got put in after the recall that he got elected for to take over. And this is a big problem, folks. And most of the problem, I think, is with we the people, because I don't think we're vetting our candidates properly. And I don't think we're asking the right questions. What do you think, Carmen?
Absolutely. Absolutely agree with that totally. A lot of people are trying to raise their kids, put beans on the table and work and deal with school. They don't have a lot of time to really look into that. But the bottom line is your local elected officials, your county commissioners have more power to influence your quality of life than the president of the United States. So it's incumbent upon people to be knowledgeable, to look past the veneer, to look past the suit and the red tie or whatever, because those, in essence, are mirages. They may not even be knowledgeable representatives officials to be. They may be puppets that are controlled by other special interests. And when your friend tells you, oh yeah, vote for that guy or vote for that gal, people need to look past that, because there is corruption at all levels and connections at all levels for objectives that we don't even know. They plan for 20 and 30 years out. Typical Americans only plan for the next day or the next week. But these folks have an agenda, and Chance knows in detail about all the corruption, if you would like him to address that.
I think that would be a really good thing, because these are things that people have to look for and question when this new flock of candidates comes in front of them. So Chance, please share what you have found.
One of the things I would like for your listeners to consider, we have corruption all over the state of Florida. And if you start in the city of Gulf Breeze, where we had the recent arrest of Mayor Ed Gray for pedophilia type activity, Mayor Gray was also involved with some, let's say, issues with the Capital Trust Fund, where he was continuing to have to repay money that, by all appearances, that he had pocketed. And then you move over to Escambia in the Pensacola area. You have issues with the counties there failing to fund their emergency medical services over there. The firefighters are paid terribly. We have flooding issues, neglect of duty issues in both Escambia and Santa Rosa County. And I might add that neglect of duty is a recallable offense under Florida Statute 100.361. These commissioners are tuned to special interest. They're attuned with special interests and not the interests of the citizens. If you move farther west to Bay County, the FBI is investigating county commissioners within that county with a hugely because of the work of watchdog Bernie Thompson. Bernie Thompson is relentless at uncovering corruption. And if you go even farther west to Tallahassee, the FBI is also there, a trial going on with WastePro. Also, in addition to that, we have five counties within the state of Florida that the legislators are wanting an audit for election irregularities. And under the second session bill for Recall Florida, we have asked Representative Williamson to add in the five county officers. And those officers include the tax collector, the sheriff, the supervisor of elections, the property appraiser. I'm not sure if I mentioned the tax collector and the clerk of court. So these are all important positions that the people need to have the right to be able to recall them.
And they should. And if you find impropriety in your county, that should be our right. So you're writing a bill, I understand, Chance. What do we have to look forward to for this session coming up? And what can people do to get this bill supported?
In the last session, we had House Joint Resolution 1603 with a sister bill, HB 1605, which was the implementing language. Once the Constitution was amended, it would go to, and Carmen will go into this in more detail, but once this passes the House and the Senate, and in essence, we'll go on to the ballot in 2022. As far as what the citizens of Florida can do, as you know, one unified voice of many people can accomplish a lot of things. And
yes, so go to your website, which is where?
RecallFlorida.com.
Oh, that's so easy. And Carmen says that you are on Facebook, but I'm going to ask you on the air to please go on Getter, because as this picks up more and more steam, I have a feeling that Mark Zuckerberg and his team will not allow it to be shown, and eventually it will be censored, and we know that on Getter, nothing gets censored. So I'm going to ask you, going to give you another job, please put your information on Getter as well, because we want to make sure that it is always there for everyone to see. And when is session this year in Florida? I believe it's starting in September with committee meetings. So when will we see an idea of this bill so that people can get behind it and they can push their representatives to do the same?
Okay. Session starts in September, and they have 1 week of committee. And what our plan is, what we would like for our citizens to do, we've compiled a list of our most powerful senators in the state. And a couple of days before committee ends, we're going to put out a call to action to the citizens of the counties of these most powerful senators. And we're simply asking them to contact their representatives and say, we as a citizen of your county would like for you to support the Recall Florida bill. And not just support the Recall Florida bill, because a senator or a representative can support a bill and they can refuse to work it. But if they get down and they start talking to their representatives and say, hey, look, we need to pass this bill, that makes a world of a difference, especially with these most powerful senators. They can talk to the House. They can talk to their constituents in the Senate. And it makes a world of a difference. And if we have the citizens of those counties contacting their representatives and saying, please sponsor this bill, consider co-sponsoring this bill, and work this bill, And then we'll put out an all call to all of our members, all 3,700 of them in 64 counties, on a different day to say, call your representatives and say, support this Recall Florida bill. Because the thing I want you guys to understand, it's going to take a 3/5 vote. A constitutional amendment in the state of Florida is going to take a 3/5 vote in both the House and the Senate. Has to pass through 3 committees in the House, 3/5 vote in the House, and then it moves on to the Senate. And after it passes on passes in the Senate, it goes on the 2022 ballot where the citizens get a chance to vote for it. And it there has to be a 60% up vote for the Recall Florida bill to pass. If it's 59%, it's game over.
Absolutely. And I might add that the major thing, the first hurdle to get over, is to make sure that the heads of the committees where this bill is going to be offered are in support of it. Because too often we have seen that we may have absolutely wonderful bills and the head of the committee doesn't like it. So all of a sudden it doesn't get heard. And just because we, the people, want this bill, that does not mean that our legislators want the bill. And that's what we have to impress upon them. They work for us. They forgot that. But it's time for us to remind them of that. And I always tell everybody, get your legislator's name, a phone number on your phone. And when they do something, make sure that you contact them. You don't have to talk to them. You can send them a text. You can send them an email. You can leave a message on their machine. But if they don't know that we are watching, guess what they will do? They will certainly not do anything in our best interest. They will only pay attention to their own best interest. And at this point in our lives, it is time that we stop being ruled by our inferiors. And remember what Plato said, if we do not pay attention to our government, we will be ruled by our inferiors. And nothing is more evident of that than just taking our sights and looking at the border. These people have no desire to improve America. They only have a desire to put their hands in your pockets and make sure that they have their share of your hard-earned dollars. That's all they're interested in. And the fact that they want you to vote and vote and vote for them over and over again. So as we are winding down, Carmen and Chance, give each of you a last opportunity to tell everybody, please go to recallflorida.com. Carmen, what would you like the people to do?
I want them to know in Florida that we have huge hurdles on this bill. We need to get it out of the legislature, number one, and 60% of participating voters equals over 7 million people. So we just need to garner new members at our Facebook page, Recall Florida. We will look into the Getter suggestion that you proposed, and we do have the website, recallflorida.com, and we've got a lot of hurdles. 3 separate committees in the House have to get through 3 committees in the House and 3 committees in the Senate. So we need a lot of participation, and we could actually use some help too. Thank you.
Okay. And Chance, what would you like our listeners to do?
Chance? I just have to confirm what Carmen said. You know, the citizens of the state of Florida, you know, please talk to your friends, talk to your family, go to Recall Florida, learn about what we're doing. And if you agree with that message, talk to your friends and family, talk to those that are at work, encourage them to come over to Recall Florida and sign up. We take all of our members very serious. We are grateful for every one of them because we know without our members, Recall Florida doesn't have a chance. So when we have an active group of members that are making those calls and having an expectation of their representatives to call them back, because one of the sayings we have for our group is you get what you expect. That makes a huge difference in how you work this thing out. You call your representatives, they don't call you back. If you expect them not to call you back, you're probably not going to take another step in that direction. So if they don't call you back 3 days later, you call them again. They don't call you back 3 days later, go see them. Go see them in their districts and say, look, I've tried to contact you twice now. I sent you an email. I've got no correspondence back from you. I want you to know how important it is for this Recall Florida bill to pass to give the citizens of the state of Florida a right to recall corrupt elected officials.
Absolutely. Thank you both so much for joining me today. Folks, this is the most important thing that we can do between now and 2022 is to get on the books a recall program so that we are not stuck with these criminals once they expose themselves. We, the people, want to be able to say, you're fired. If they worked for us, if these people worked in my business, I would have fired them a long time ago for not doing their job. But yet in government, they can stay there forever. How does that work? It doesn't. And that is our fault, we the people. So you have two jobs today. Go to recallflorida.com, sign up, get information and share that information with as many people as you can. Go to the Florida Citizens Alliance and sign up there and understand that this is an alliance of multiple groups throughout Florida. And what we are doing is exactly this, alerting the people to the programs that are available to them to help them become the governing body of the state of Florida. We have a wonderful governor, folks, but he's not going to be around forever. We hope he'll be around for at least the next 6 years. But if we don't do our job, we stand to lose that as well. And that would never, ever be good for we the people in the state of Florida. So please go to recallflorida.com, join, go to floridacitizensalliance.com and join and find out what's going on in the schools, because this is where all of this garbage comes from. People have to be taught, and that is exactly what's happening. We want to make sure that our state is safe and secure and owned and controlled by we the people. Everybody got that? Certainly hope so. And certainly hope that you will be back again next week, because you are listening to Karen Schoen, and this is the Prism of America's Education. And thank you all for joining me this week. But I'll always stand proud and free. I'm America, don't tread on